Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get Dr. Graham's booklet, God's Promises for Doubt-Filled Days. But first, here's his message. Help, I'm afraid.
I can tell you that as Christians, as followers of Jesus, just as we are not immune to physical pain, pains in the body, diseases of the body, we are not immune to emotional pain and mental anguish and all the rest. Some of you, you've never experienced an extreme version of anxiety, but all of us, guaranteed 100%, have dealt with anxiety, worry, fear in our lives. I'm told that there are over 365 fear nots in the Bible. So that tells me God knows that we all are going to experience fear, anxiety, pressure, stress, some again in extreme forms like post-trauma stress syndromes, distress syndromes of various kind, panic attacks, or just common, ordinary, everyday kind of anxiety and worry and fear. We're all in on this. And let me encourage you that not only that you be concerned about yourself, but look around you, because people all around you are battling these various kinds of emotional struggles and mental anguish and pain. And as the church, we are called to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So that's our prayer. Our topic today is anxiety. Help, I am afraid. Though 18% of people in America suffer from diagnosed anxiety disorder of some kind, all of us, every one of us, deal with anxiety at some level. And we need to learn how to control our fears, our phobias, our anxieties. Unfortunately, some do not. Some are overwhelmed and overcome by emotional pain. All of us, every one of us, must battle the battle within. And even those who seem very close to God and even serve God can experience this kind of pain. So clearly people are hurting, and that person may be you today. And you need to know that God cares and that God's people care. 3 John chapter 2 or verse 2 says that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So let's talk about anxiety. Let's talk about worry. Let's talk about fear. Unchecked, uncontrolled, fears and phobias, anxieties can rob you of your joy, can paralyze you from enjoying and experiencing life to the fullest. It will bury you if you do not get it under control. The word worry is actually from the old Anglo-Saxon word worgen. It's a picture of a wolf at the throat of its prey, and it's described as emotional strangulation. Worry, anxiety, and fears of all types will strangle you and choke the life out of you. People are anxious and easily troubled today. In my 50 years, I've never seen so many changes in our culture as we're seeing today. And it is clear to me that we are in an avalanche as a result of all the changes and the upheaval in our culture, that we are in an avalanche of angst and anxiety. People are increasingly burdened and broken, overwhelmed and overextended. We are worried, we are wearied, we are fearful, we are fatigued. A recent study by the World Mental Health Council, surveying 14 nations, determined that America, Americans, we are the most worried, anxious nation in the world. Amazing, isn't it? With all the prosperity in our country, and yet We are plagued with so much anxiety. We spend billions of dollars each year in this country on anti-anxiety medications. Anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in America. And teenagers and young adults are often affected the most. Time magazine reported in an article that the post-911 generation, many do not even remember the attack on our country, 911, but they're living in the aftermath of these attacks. But the post-911 generation raised in an era of economic and national insecurity. And that's from an article entitled, "The Kids Are Not All Right." And they're not. We are living in an extreme psychological pressure, whether it is divisive politics or your cell phone and its screens, angry people, and anxiety is so often the result. Add in, especially to our young people, add in a secular worldview that is being taught in our public schools, most of our public schools and universities, and you get an environment in which anxiety and fear is bred. Where there is no God, there is no peace. Where there is no spiritual life, only secularism and narcissism, is there any wonder that many of our young people are asking the question, is it worth it to live? How can I keep going on? And many are killing themselves. The suicide rate is up, up, up among young adults under the age of 30, including teenagers. And still, even those who love God, who read the Bible, maybe even study the Bible, attend church, can struggle with anxieties of all kinds. Let me say that anxiety is a complex issue. And I certainly would not propose or insult your intelligence to suggest that here in about 30 minutes that I can give you every antidote to anxiety. There are many causes, including genetics. But there is one primary reason we are afraid and anxious. And do you know what it is? We are human. If you are alive, you will face anxiety in your life. We are human, and we all desperately need God's peace. We live in a fallen and broken world. One day, hope never dies. One day, we will be in the presence of God forever, and all our fears and all our tears will be in the distant past. But until then, here and now, not the hereafter, but right now, we need to learn how to attack anxiety and by God's grace and His help, defeat it in our lives. My friend and author Robert Morgan says, "Worry never takes a vacation." Have you noticed that? You can be in the most beautiful place and the most wonderful time of your life, and anxiety still knocks on the door. So it never takes a vacation. It's a constant battle for so many of us every day and often for everyone. Now, professional and pastoral counselors are very, very helpful in times like these for each one of us. Physicians and therapists, appropriate medication is helpful for some, and for some it is actually life-saving. And then there's exercise and good nutrition and proper sleep and healthy habits which are effective in treating anxiety. But ultimately, it is God's Word and God's wisdom that brings us comfort and even the cure. It's been said that 70% of all anxieties can be effective positively by changing our outlook and our habits. The therapy we need ultimately is truth therapy, the truth of God's Word as God speaks to us. Listen to this. All treatments that assist us in containing and controlling our anxiety must be anchored in the hope and the peace that only God can give. Romans 15, verse 13, one of my favorite verses. May the God of hope, and this is a prayer, it's my prayer for you. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound, overflow in hope. God has promised peace beyond our comprehension. In fact, Jesus said in John 14 and verse 27, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and his message, Help, I'm Afraid. Pastor, this month we have a special gift for our listeners who give a gift to PowerPoint. It's your booklet called God's Promises for Doubt-Filled Days. What can you tell us about this great resource?
Say, how are you feeling in your walk with Jesus? Strong or weak? Or has your confidence in God started to fade? Sometimes when life gets tough, when the journey is long, it's easy to wonder, is God really there? I've experienced my own share of difficult days, and I know you have too. So today, I want to encourage you in your hardest moments by sending you a very, very helpful resource, my pocket-sized book, God's Promises for Doubt-Filled Days. It's my way of thanking you for your gift today to help PowerPoint proclaim the good news of Jesus till the whole world hears. So get your copy today and discover the unbreakable, unshakable promises of God. Because when you plant your feet firmly in His Word, when you believe God's promises instead of Satan's lies, you'll find new strength to keep going even when life gets tough.
Call today and get God's Promises for Doubt-Filled Days as our thank you for your gift. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Or text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. Now let's get back to today's message. Help, I'm afraid.
There is a go-to passage in the Bible that is the most Googled scripture in all of the Bible by Americans and even worldwide. It's found in Philippians chapter 4. And I want to invite you not just to Google it, but to go there and to live there for a while with me. And it's such a powerful and helpful passage of scripture. The help we need should be sustainable. And it is founded upon God's Word and God's truth. Hear me say clearly, to build our lives on a sure foundation is absolutely essential in controlling our minds, our mental health, so that when tribulation and trauma and tests and trials and tragedies come our way, and Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. When these come our way, we'll not be blown away, but we can be strong and steady in the storms of life. That we can face the gale force fears that come against us. Because while we face our fears and deal with fears every day, we must never become obsessed with fear. In fact, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, an obsession of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. So the answer to anxiety ultimately and eternally comes from the Almighty. And we find it right here in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Two words which I believe represent the antidote for anxiety, the prescription for peace in our lives. Two words: grateful prayer. Grateful prayer. What we're told in God's word is, don't be anxious, do not worry about anything, but pray about everything. In other words, be a worshiper, not a worrier. Turn your worries into prayers. If you have time enough to worry, you have time enough to pray. Grateful prayer. Now, Jesus spoke about this truth in the Sermon on the Mount, this truth of not being worried about anything. And in Matthew 6, you should turn to it in your Bibles. He said, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles, that is, unbelievers, seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. And then verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, everything you need in life, will be added to you.'" Signed, Jesus. That's Jesus' word on anxiety. He's saying to us, worry is so unnecessary, it doesn't accomplish anything. It is so unhealthy and unproductive. It is even unholy because it represents a lack of faith. He said, "Oh, you a little faith." When we have fears without faith, that's a fail. And I can imagine, with a smile creasing his sun-crested face, Jesus looked up, and as those birds were flying around, perhaps singing, he said, "Look at the birds." He said, they don't worry, they don't fret, because even God takes care of them. God even takes care of them. And if God takes care of birds, don't you know he will take care of believers? That the Father has promised to take care of the children. He said, "Look at the fields." He said, "Look at nature." And often when we are stressed or pressured or feeling anxious, one of the best things we can do is to just get apart, even if it's in your own backyard or find a place where you can look at the trees and hear the birds and look at God's creation and find peace in that. If you can find an ocean or a lake or even the face of a small child, find peace in what God has made and take a deep breath. Jesus said, look at the fields. Look at what God has made, the flowers, the birds, and know that since God has made all of this, He has made you. And He cares about you. Jesus even said, not one sparrow falls to the ground, but that God knows and cares about that little bird. Now, the birds do something. They fly around. It doesn't mean they just sit and wait for the worms to jump in their mouths. You know, the only birds that get fat are the birds we feed or put in cages. They're flying around and finding their food, and God is providing for them. And it's this superlative yet simple lesson that God does care about you. The point is, the more we consider the sovereign love of God, our Heavenly Father, the less we will worry. That's why I said earlier, don't be a worrier, be a worshiper. Turn your worries to prayers. God's word says that nothing will separate us from the love of God. God's word says that perfect love casts out fear. I like the way the New Living gives this. 1 John 4:18, such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. Perfect love casts out fear. Now, I don't love perfectly, but God does. And if I know, I believe that God truly loves me and wants the best for my life, it is His perfect love, the perfect love of the Father for you and me that expels fear and anxiety from our lives. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory in Jesus Christ. So God provides for our every need, physically, financially, emotionally, all those things that you're worried about. God said, I will take care of this. Trust me. Worship me. Pray. So the command is, do not worry. Do not worry about anything. Jesus said, don't be anxious about anything. Now, why do we worry if God is in control? Why do we worry if God is in control? I've analyzed that on myself from time to time. Why worry? Sometimes I feel guilty if I don't worry. You know what I'm saying? When something is wrong with myself, something in our family, something in the church, if something is wrong, I think I have to fix it first. And if I just give it to God in some way first, I think, well, if I don't worry about it, bad things are going to happen. Am I telling the truth? If I don't worry, if I don't get my hands all over this and fix this, then bad things are really going to happen. No, when we turn our fears over to God, truly give them to Him, then He begins to fix them. You can trust God with anything and everything that concerns you. 2 Timothy 1:12. Which is why I suffer as I do, but I am not ashamed. For I know whom I believed and am convinced that He is able to guard until that day when I see Christ what has been entrusted to me. God says, give it to me. Entrust it to me. God is able to guard what you give to Him.
You are listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and his message, Help, I'm Afraid. Are you going through a difficult season right now? Maybe you feel like your faith is stagnant. Whatever you're facing, Dr. Jack Graham wants to help you push through your doubts and doldrums and build a real life-giving relationship with Jesus Christ. As thanks for your support today, we'll send you Dr. Graham's booklet, God's Promises for Doubt-Filled Days. This encouraging resource is available as our gift to thank you for your best gift today. It's our hope this encouraging resource helps you to find joy in Jesus and His love for you every day. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
This is a time for us to seek God, to pray, to know God, and to make good choices in our lives. I've written a book about this. It's called Choices, Life-Changing Wisdom from the Book of Proverbs. And for your gift of any amount, we want to rush this to you because we believe it will be an encouragement to you during these uncertain times, because it's just full of God's Word and important topics: choosing wisdom over foolishness, choosing courage, there's one, over fear, choosing action over apathy, choosing love over lust, choosing discipline over indulgence, and many more. This is a book that I'm very pleased and glad to be able to offer you because I believe it's going to help you and bless your life and help you to be a witness to others. It's just full of truth from God's Word, wisdom from God's Word. So contact us right now. Let us know what you need in terms of prayers, and we want to pray for you. We want to bless you in every way. PowerPoint, we are here for you, and you're always here for us. Thank you for caring, for praying, for giving at this time, because when you give, when you are generous, it enables us to take the message of Jesus till the whole world hears.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's booklet, God's Promises for Doubt-Filled Days, as our thank you. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And remember, PowerPoint is a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. Well, next time, Dr. Graham brings a message about a secret weapon to help you fight your fears. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.